I'm not really sure what it is, to be honest. I mean, if anyone knew what had changed that suddenly, you know, you could bottle it up and sell it for millions, because it's such a vast difference. Without really too much change, it's kind of just come from within. I think everyone's realised, you know, this, without the FA Cup run and obviously the early league form, this could have turned into a real waste of a season. You know, we took all the plaudits whilst we did so well in the cup, but then following that in the immediate aftermath, we let it slip real badly. You know, just things conspired against us with the postponements and stuff. But it just got to a point, I think, where we just all had to get together and say, "Come on, lads, this is enough. We've got real potential in this squad here, and we're not making the most of it." And then we start picking up a few results, and like you said, it's momentum. It's not a wave. It's almost like a tsunami, isn't it? We've built and built and built, and now that. At the right time as well, so you know, we'll go into the playoffs now in great form, feeling really confident, and no take anymore.
So has it been as much about Pablo's man management as it has about the tactics and the work on the training ground?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, with all the games we've had, we haven't really had a lot of time to, you know, get knuckled down on the training ground. We've had kind of the odd Thursday. We've played nearly every Tuesday. We've played Saturdays. So Pablo's had to. It's been like a mental aspect, I guess. He's talked to players individually. He's had us together as a group. He's made sure his football philosophy has come across to all of us, and we're all singing from the same hymn sheet, if you like. Because I think it's in this league, especially, it's as much about that as it is about, you know, being able to, you know, not take a nice set piece or, you know, be fitter than the rest of the teams. I think if you're mentally strong, like we've shown the last few weeks, then it'll take you places.
And you're scoring goals in part due to you and Danny up front. It's a partnership you're enjoying.
Absolutely, I've loved playing with Danny every minute since I joined. I think it's, you know, it's probably over 100 and something goals between us in the free season. So we've had a lot of success. We were scoring a lot of goals at the start of the season, to be fair, but we're also conceding a lot. We seem to have stamped that out, and now all of a sudden we're picking up these good results, clean sheets, and it's always strikers to take the reward. But it's been very much a team effort.
You've been here before, of course, lost the playoff final last season. Ebbsfleet, not going to be an easy game. They're a good side, but you've got the momentum and the belief. You feel like you can go on now and win that?
Yep, definitely. I think we go into the playoffs in good form, with a lot of belief. We take that momentum with us. It's in a way, it's a nice team to play against. They've got a nice pitch there. There'll be a good crowd. We'll be able to play some proper football on there. If we can, you know, go back to their place with a result or staying in the tie, then absolutely fancy our chances. But they're a team that were leading the league for a long time, and with good reason. You know, they've picked up results all through the year. They've missed out just at the end, so they'll be looking to rectify that, because I'm sure they had big plans of going up this season.
And you mentioned the crowd there will be a good one, but so much made, of course, of the Whitehawk fans, the ultras. Brilliant again today. Does that make a difference on the pitch? I know a lot is made about it, but do you feel it as players? You feel that support and it helps you go on and get the results?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, give me 50 of the Whitehawk ultras over, you know, 500 people, you know, go to these league games and don't sing and don't get involved, and it's just something that you don't see anywhere else, and it's really hard to put into words unless you come to the games. The support is just incessant, it's constant, it's so supportive. You know, even when we're having our bad run this year, the attitude towards us has been fantastic. They've been really positive. They just come to enjoy the football, and you know, if the results are coming as well, then obviously it makes them happier. Also builds the numbers, so if we can get a few more down there Wednesday night, people come and experience it, who maybe couldn't get to the FA Cup game or, you know, want to be a part of that, then the more the better.
Just a couple more for Kendrick. Whatever happens in the playoffs, you guys, I'm sure, want Pablo to stick around.
Yeah, Pablo's been brilliant since he joined under Kingy. His coaching second to none. His passion for the game is like none I've ever seen. He lives and breathes football. He's got that across to us, and you know, obviously since he's taken over, it took a while, but once we start picking up the results, it's built and built and built, and now I feel like we're fully behind him. Everyone's believing. He's brought that in as well. It's funny, because I don't know if anyone said, but even when we were 1 point off relegation, and people were talking about, you know, are we going to stay up? Pablo was constantly talking playoffs. He was saying, we're not doing a relegation battle, we're going to make the playoffs. To be honest, I don't think anyone really believed them to start with, but he's obviously rubbed off on us, because it's come true.